The New Democratic Party of Canada has reaffirmed its commitment to 2S LGBTQ+ communities. New Democrats are committed to providing permanent, stable federal funding for grassroots 2S LGBTQI+ organizations, including those without charitable status, party spokesperson Anne McGrath said in an email to the Black Press Media on Thursday, April 10. The party will continue to fight for a Canada where everyone can live in safety, dignity, and pride. We also know that queer and trans people are disproportionately impacted by the family doctor shortage and the housing crisis, McGrath said. When people can't access affirming care or find safe, affordable housing, it puts lives at risk. That's why we're fighting for a family doctor for every Canadian and real investments in affordable housing that meet the needs of diverse communities. On Transgender Day of Visibility, March 31, the NDP released a statement that they would take a stand against hate and bigotry. Trans visibility matters. Canadians are increasingly worried about dangerous ideology from conservative politicians, here in Canada and abroad, that fuels hate and attacks trans rights. Transgender Canadians, especially trans women and trans women of color, continue to disproportionately face hate, abuse, and violence. Any policies that stoke division and make trans people, including children, less safe are wrong and unacceptable. New Democrats are committed to standing against these attacks and to protecting people's rights, read the statement. In Calgary, on Wednesday, April 9, a reporter asked Liberal leader Mark Carney who his government would protect access to gender-affirming care under the Canada Health Act. Carney said he will defend the rights of all Canadians and described Canada as a mosaic. We are all Canadians, but we all have different identities and distinctions, and one of the great strengths of this country is recognizing that people can be who they are, they can love who they love, they can live where they are, and it's fundamentally important that the federal government is the defender of those rights, defender of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and access to health care in Canada is not a business. It is a fundamental right for all Canadians without exception. Black Press has reached out the Conservative Party of Canada for comment but has not heard back as of time of publication.